This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to those of you who are here in person and those of you who are joining us online. My name is Mitra Menesh. I'm a mindfulness educator, and from time to time I teach at UCLA Mindful. So let us arrive in this moment, inviting your attention to yourself and to your body. Letting go of all the noises outside and outside of you. Allowing the next 30 minutes to be a gift to yourself. When I was a child, my brother and I used to do something that we called raising caterpillars. We thought that was a great activity since we had no technology then. We would get these caterpillars and put them in large containers and then feed them leaves. I remember it was mulberry leaves of a tree in our backyard. It was just so wonderful to watch these caterpillars transform, grow, and become butterflies. One day, as my caterpillar had gone into become chrysalis into a cocoon, in my little heart, I decided to help it. I decided to expedite the journey of a butterfly. So I took a pin and I pierced the shell. I thought it was such a good idea. And of course, the caterpillar or butterfly died. It made me really, really sad. I thought I had killed my beautiful butterfly to be. So I went to my grandmother and I told her that I have killed my butterfly. And my grandmother kissed my head. This is what she did when words weren't enough to express love. And she said, "Mitra, you didn't kill the butterfly, you unborned it." She made up a word. She thought it was helpful for me. But she said, "You need to learn that we cannot rush life. When we're waiting, we think we're waiting for nothing. But," she said, "you're waiting for life to take its course." Then she told me, "If I learn from this, the butterfly will forgive me." I never knew that would become such a long-lasting lesson. Almost 60 years later, I'm still using that. So today I want to invite you to join me to practice and meditate on patience. If you haven't already done that, and if it feels right to you, please close your eyes or bring your gaze down. And see if you let go of impatience, how would you breathe differently? Practicing patience when you're breathing. Allowing each breath to take its own course with no agenda and no rushing. Allow your body to be here in this moment, in this place, on that chair, with patience. I am here. All is well in this moment. I have nothing to do and nowhere to go except to be here right now. Letting your breathing your thinking and all the sensations of your body to relax. In your heart's eye, imagine that we are all little caterpillars. Turning into a chrysalis. Patiently, calmly, and trustfully. Sometimes waiting is not doing nothing. It is allowing life to take its own wise and deep and knowing course. As you relax and patiently breathe, bring to your awareness something that you may be impatient for right now, a news, an event, a relationship, a job offer. Let's look at it from the point of view of a caterpillar that never worries, never plans, never pushes, never rushes. What if we could trust? That this thing, this event, this transformation taking place quietly, steadily, and knowingly. Just playing and imagining. Even though we're quite aware, there are times that we need to do things, but let's just imagine that we don't. What if, as we're sitting here, seemingly doing nothing, what needs to take place is taking place. Bringing to your awareness the times that you rushed for no reason. You rushed in walking, in talking, answering, in acting. What if I could be patient? What if life would take its own course while I was waiting? Or what if I could access a deeper wisdom while I was waiting? And I want you to bring a scenario to your awareness that you think if you were patient, it would have been better. This is not to regret it. This is not to admonish or judge yourself. This is to just explore and create a point of reference for yourself. patient would you have been had you known better? And now bring your awareness to something that you may be rushing now. Let's say you know better. Can you do better? How would your relationship with life and with yourself be if you invite patience into your life? If you recalled your impatience and you're not happy with that, let's just gently, if it feels right, put our hands on our hearts. And if it doesn't, that's fine too. And just say, I forgive myself for all the rushing, unnecessary rushing, unwise, unknowing rushing that I've done in my life towards myself, others, and life in general. I also forgive all those who rushed me in life. We live in a very rushed life and environment. It takes a lot of practice and awareness to be patient. And see patience as a practice, as an opportunity to connect to wisdom, our own wisdom or the wisdom of life. So, if it feels right to you, you can decide. To bring patience into your life. Knowing patience. A patience for connection to something deeper, not for irresponsibility and lack of action. I now commit to be patient. In my breathing, in my walking, in my talking, in my loving, patience in my expectations of myself and others. I'm going to join your silence for a little while so that you can explore the experience and the energy of silence and patience and trust. May you remember that we are all caterpillars transforming into butterflies, going from crawling into flying. But to go from one state to another, we need to be patient and go through many, many different stages. So we are all becoming a becoming that can't be rushed. May your patience bring you well-being. Let us take a deep breath together. Wiggle your toes and fingers. And patiently come back to the room. Thank you for practicing with me today. Have a great and patient rest of the day. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.